Today's daf is Sukkah daf Yud Zayin, and we are at the Mishnah, at the very top of daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, and Moshe Abba ben Devora. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Avram ben Ramoshe Chaim. So the previous Mishnah discussed a Sukkah where the walls of the Sukkah don't connect to either the Schach or to the floor. So you have three walls, it's the right height, you have schach. The problem is that usually wall goes floor to ceiling. In the Mishnah on Daf Tes Zayin, the walls were either not touching the ground or didn't make it all the way up until the schach. We saw a machloikis, Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, good asik mechitzois, good achas mechitzois, mechitza tluya materes, mechitza tluya ena materes. The Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph is going to begin with similar scenario. However, in the Mishnah's case, the issue is not going to be on the wall front, but rather it's going to be on the schach front. Says the Mishnah, Hirchak is hasikoch min atfanei shloisha tvachim psula. If the schach doesn't reach all the way to the walls. So you have three walls, you have schach. The problem is there's a gap between the one of the walls and the schach. So if that gap is a full three tefachim, the halacha is the sukkah is going to be pasul. Another halacha, bayishin nifchas, a house that's roof caved in. V'sikach al gabav. And what you did was you put schach on top of the roof. Now you want to use it as a kosher sukkah. Im yesh ben hakoyis l'sikach arba ames psula. As long as the distance between the schach and the wall is less than four ames, the halacha is it's going to be kosher. If, however, the distance between the schach and the wall is four amos or more, in that case, it's going to be possible. Now, this case is a little different than the first case in the Mishnah. In the first case of the Mishnah, there's aver. There's nothing between the schach and the wall. In the second case of the Mishnah, there is something between the schach and the wall. That something is the original roof of the house, which is schach possible. And the reason the roof of the house is schach possible is because even if the roof was made of wood, for example, which is a davar she'ein makabel tuma, and it's a davar she'gidulei min ha'aretz, but being that it was placed there to be a roof and not to be schach, so you can't change your mind later, and as a result, it's going to be a problem. But regardless, in the event that the roof caved in, and you have a little bit of roof, but not enough, you cover the middle area with schach, so if there's less than four ames from the schach to the wall, it's going to be kosher. If not, it's going to be possible. The same will be true if you have a chatzer that was surrounded by an achsadja. So the image, the visual is really Erev in 101, and that is you had a bunch of houses that formed a ches, a cul-de-sac, that all were attached to each other. They also all opened up into a common chatzer. The houses had an achsadra. They had a porch that extended on top of the first floor so that if you're standing inside the chatzer, you're surrounded by a ches of houses. You're also surrounded by a ches of achsadrois, these boards that are protruding. Now, the person or the people in the chatzer decided to turn their chatzer into this magnificent sukkah. They have the walls of the house. Now what they needed is schach. So they took schach and they placed it on top of the boards and it went across the width of the chatzer. So says the Mishnah, is it okay? It depends. If the boards themselves are less than four ames, it's going to be kosher. If the boards themselves are four ames, it's going to be pasul. The svara is exactly like the previous case of the Mishnah. The boards themselves are not kosher schach, even though they may be made of wood, for example, so that it's a davar she'ein makabel tuma, it's a davar she'gidulei min ha'aretz, but being that the achsadrois were placed there to be a porch, they weren't placed there l'shei mitzvah sukkah, so tasa v'loy min ha'aretz, so you can't even change your mind later. As a result, it's going to be a problem. So that the achsadrois himself don't count. It's the schach. If the schach is within four ames, it's going to be okay. If it's more than four ames, it's not going to be okay. And then finally, the fourth case of the Mishnah. Sukkah gedoyla shehikifua bedava she'emes achin. If somebody has a large sukkah and he surrounded the sukkah with schach pasal. So all around the walls of the sukkah, the schach pasal. But in the middle, the schach kashas. Im yesh tachtav arba ames psula. If the schach pasal is four ames, it's going to be a problem. If not, it's going to be kashas. It's the same thing. If this four ames surrounding the sukkah of schach pasul, that means the schach kosher is four ames separated from the walls. That's a problem. If there's less than four ames of schach pasul, then it's going to be, oh, okay. So essentially, the Mishnah is really shtayim shein arba. The Mishnah had four cases, but really two fundamental principles. The first, halacha, which is really the first line of the Mishnah, said that if you have aver, if you have open space in a sukkah of three tefachim, it knocks out the sukkah. The second halacha was that if you have schach pasul surrounding your sukkah, and in the middle you have schach kasher, if there's four amos of space between the wall and the schach kasher, it's going to be a problem. If it's less than four amos, then it is going to be pasul. So what's pashupshat in the Sefer of the Mishnah? Pashupshat. The Gemara is going to get into it, but it requires a little teresh of alpeh before we see the Gemara inside. The reason is because even though even less than four amos of schach pasul in theory should be a problem, but at the same time, there's a halacha l'moshe misinai of doifen akum. The halacha l'moshe misinai says that if you have schach pasul adjacent to the wall of a sukkah, up until four amos, you have a right to look at the schach pasul as if it's part of the wall. And as a result, although theoretically the schach pasul in the sukkah, but halachically we don't see schach pasul. What we see is a wall that bends. What we see is a doifen akuma, and as a result, it's going to be kosher. Doifen akuma works up until four amos. Doifen akuma doesn't work beyond four amos. But the point is, if you have this schach pasul on the side of the sukkah, now loch is you'll be able to say doifen akuma, and it's for that reason it's going to be okay. Now, if you would have schach pasul in the middle of a sukkah where it's not adjacent to the world, being that you wouldn't be able to say doifen akuma, so there the halach is it would be pasul even if it's less than four amas. What's the shir? So the Gemara is going to get into it very much into today's daf, and we'll see machlokes amayiram, but pashit the shir is four tefachim. So really, four tefachim of schach pasul already knocks out a sukkah. It already causes problems. The reason in the Mishnah we're talking about four amas, which is a lot larger than four tefachim, is because in our Mishnah, the schach pasul was adjacent to the wall. And when the schach pasul is adjacent to the wall, that's when you're able to say the halach of doifen akum. That was the Sefer of the Mishnah. The Reish of the Mishnah said that if you had aver, even of three tefachim, at that point the halach is, it's going to be pasul. Why? Why don't you say four amos? And the Mishnah said clearly, hirchik es asikuch min hadefanoish loish tefachim. So you see the aver is not be'emtza, it's on the side of the wall. So why don't you just say four amos? The teretz is, you can't say doifen akuma on aver. You could say doifen akuma on schach pasul, but you cannot say doifen akuma if what you have is aver. And as a result, there's no ability to say doifen akuma, therefore it's going to be pasul. So the truth is, there's an important Rashi here in the Mishnah. Rashi says, second line from the top, umikan ani oimer umefarish. From this line of the Mishnah, I learned a pshat, a havana of how doifen akuma works. So Rashi says, I heard two different pshatim in how doifen akuma works. One is the real way, and that is, we look at the schach pasul as if it's a hemshach, it's a continuation of the wall. But Rashi said, I heard another pshat, and that is, the way doifen akuma works is you actually move the wall. So you move the wall to where the schach kosher starts. Says Rashi, this Mishnah is a raya to the first pshat, not the second pshat. Because if you're going to tell me that the way doifen akuma works is that you move the wall, so why does doifen akuma only work if there's schach pasul? Why doesn't it work if there's aver? Meaning, bishloim, if the way doifen akuma works is that you look at the schach pasul as if it's part of the wall, so you need schach pasul. So schach pasul can be part of the wall. Aver, which is nothing, can't be part of the wall. But if the way doifen akuma works is you physically move the wall, so if you physically move the wall, move the wall. So what's the difference between aver and schach pasul? So Rashi says, umikana ni'omru mefarish, it's from this Mishnah, not tucked away, it's a Mishnah in the first parak of Masechta Sukkah where you would expect to find the Mishnah. But the point is, you see clearly Rashi says from the Mishnah that the way Doifen Akuma works is that we look at the Schach Pasul as being an extension of the wall. So again, what were the two halachas of the Mishnah? First halacha was, if you have aver, three tefachim, it already knocks out a sukkah. And by aver, you don't say Doifen Akuma. If you have Schach Pasul on the side of the sukkah, meaning adjacent to the walls, up until four amos, we look at it as if it's part of the wall, doifen akuma. More than four amos, you can't say doifen akuma. What the Mishnah never discussed was how much schach pasul would be a problem if it's in the middle of the sukkah. That's something we're going to see later in the daf. But the safe of the Mishnah was the halacha doifen akuma. And the Mishnah said the halacha of doifen akuma in three different ways. So three different examples of doifen akuma. The first example was where a house's roof caved in. The schach on the side is pasul because it's from the original roof. The second case was is where you have the achsadrois, you have the chatzer, and you want to use the achsadra, the porches that protrude from the houses to the inside of the chatzer. That's schach pasul. Less than four amos, you can use it. And the third case was where you simply had a very large sukkah and you had shvudim, you had simply things that you're not allowed to use as schach that was surrounding the sukkah. So the Gemara says, "Kolani lamali, why do I need three cases of doifen akum mitzricha? The yesh mina bayish nifchas. I only had the first case where the roof caved in. I would have thought mishum dahani mechisas labayis avidan. There you could say doifen akuma. And with the lumdus of doifen akuma, we could appreciate what this means. Doifen akuma means we look at the schach parcel as if it's a hemshich of the wall. So a house's walls are meant to facilitate what's inside the house. You put walls around your house so that when you live in your house, you're surrounded by walls. Essentially, what you're doing is you're converting your house into a sukkah. What you want to do is you want to make the roof of your house as part of the wall. Being that the wall is meant to cater to the roof, you can look at the roof as being a continuation and an extension of the actual. But in the case of the achsadra, the walls of the house, which are technically attached to the achsadra, but the walls were meant to service the achsadra. No, the walls are really for what's inside of the wall, what's on the other side of the wall, which is the house. The achsadra is on the outside of the house. So being that the wall is not really meant so much for the achsadra, so to look at the achsadra as an extension of the wall is really a little bit doichik. So I would have thought maybe it doesn't work. That's why Mishnah had to tell me, even there you say doifen akum. Yes, had the two cases doifen akum, I would have thought Mishnah the schach and schach kosher. Because at the end of the day, the schach is schach kosher. And Rashi says, I don't mean it's really schach kosher. If it's schach kosher, we're not talking about doifen akum. But the cheftz of the schach is kosher. It's a dovashen mekabel tumma. It's a dovashen gedulim in aretz. The problem is, but the actual schach is kosher. So maybe there you can say the halacha of doifen akuma. But if you have something that's physically not schach kosher, tischacha schach pasul, you put metal beams on your roof, maybe over there you don't say doifen akuma, tzricha. Therefore, the Mishnah gave me three cases of doifen akuma to teach us that you always say the halacha of doifen akuma. So the Gemara now from here until the end of the daf is going to discuss the halachos of how much schach pasul, not on the side of the sukkah, but in the middle of the sukkah, would render a sukkah pasul. Again, in the Mishnah we saw two things. Three tefachim of aver knocks out a sukkah, even if it's on the side. You don't say doifen akuma when it comes to aver. But three tefachim of aver, doesn't matter where it is, knocks out a sukkah. If you have schach pasul on the side of the sukkah, four amos. That's the halacha l'moshe misinai of doifen akuma. What about schach pasul be'emtza sukkah? What's the halacha going to be over there? Zok de gemara. Amar Rabba. Rabba said, Ashkachtinu l'rabbana de be'rav. I met the talmidim of Rav. The yasvi v'ka'amri. They were saying over the following halacha. And this next gemara is very lomdish and very gishmak. Aver pasul b'shloisha. They said that aver is pasul b'shloisha. If you have three tefachim of aver, the halacha is that it's pasul. Schach pasul, pasul barba. If you have schach pasul, then the halacha is if you have four tefachim, it's going to be pasul. So the Talmidim of Rav was saying that aver is pasul b'shloisha, three tefachim. Schach pasul is pasul barba, four tefachim. So Rabbi said, I told the Talmidim of Rav, aver the pasul b'shloisha b'nolach. How do you know that aver is pasul with three tefachim? It's the Mishnah. Right, that's the first line of the Mishnah. Three tefachim aver makes a sukkah pasul. Schach pasul. So he said, if that's the case, how did you come up with a number of four tefachim for schach pasul? It shouldn't be four tefachim, it should be four amos. The Tanah we learned in the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah says that how much schach pasul is a problem? Four amos, not four tefachim. So Rabbi asked a very interesting question to the Talmidim of Rav. Talmidim of Rav said, how much aver pasuls? Three tefachim. How much schach pasuls? Four tefachim. So Rabbi turned to the Talmidim of Rav and said, how do you know three tefachim of aver? The reish of the Mishnah. If that's the case, read the sefer of the Mishnah. It's not four tefachim of schach pasul, it's four amos. Now, what they answer? From Reli, they told me, no, bar min odai. The Mishnah? I'll tell you what we heard from Rav. And by the way, not just Rav, Shmuel. These were Talmidim of Rav. But the Talmidim of Rav said this, and we happen to know Rav's Bal Plukt in Shas, Rav's Chaver. Shmuel said the same thing. Amri Chavayim, Mishum Daivin Akuma Naguba. The Mishnah's Daivin Akuma. No, Shaykhis. The Mishnah's talking about with the Schach Puzzles on the side of the wall. Therefore, it's four Amos. But we're talking about the middle. Famidullah, no. So Rabbi said, I heard what the Talmidim of Rav said. Rabbi didn't know doifen akuma. He knew this. But Rabbi was setting them up. He said, no, let me explain to you my question. He said, Ma ilu ikka schach pasul pachas marba. What would be if you had schach pasul a little bit less than four tefachim? You had less than four tefachim of schach pasul. Va'aver pachas mishloish. And you had less than three tefachim of aver. Mai, what would be the halacha? So they looked at Rabbi and they said, Ksheira. Tzrach Pasol, the Talmidim of Rav said, Be'emtza HaSukkah is four Tvachim. Aver, three Tvachim. You have less than four Tvachim Tzrach Pasol, you have less than three Tvachim of Aver, so the halacha is it's going to be kosher. So Rav said, Mal Yubishvudimai, what would be if you had that exact scenario? You had a little less than four Tvachim of Tzrach Pasol, a little less than three Tvachim of Aver, and then you put a Shvud, you put metal, what would be the halacha? It's a Psula, and now you have four Tvachim of Tzrach Pasol. So Rav said, does that make sense? For lo Yehei Aver HaPoisel B'Shloisha Tzrach Pasol HaPoisel Barba. He said, how could it be that Aver can't be mashlim the shir of four Tvachim, but Tzrach Pasol can be mashlim the shir of Tzrach Pasol? What's the kasha? The kasha is what's more chomer, Aver or Tzrach Pasol? Aver is more chomer. How do we know Aver is more chomer? Because Aver is poisel b'shloisha, Tzrach Pasol is poisel barba. That means Aver is more powerful as far as disqualifying the sukkah than Tzrach Pasol is. Three tvachim of Aver, you're done. Tzrach Pasol is not as bad. All you need is four. So the point is that you see Aver is more chomer. So he said it doesn't make any sense. How could it be that if I have three tvachim of Tzrach Pasol and a tefach of Aver, it's kosher? But if I have four tvachim of Tzrach Pasol, then it's going to be Pasol. Aver is more chomer than Tzrach Pasol. But Amruli, so they told Rabba, says Rabba, according to you, it's better. I mean, it was Rabba hold. Well, Rabba had a problem with this idea that the Talmidim of Rabba was saying that Tzrach Pasol is Pasol b'dal tvachim. What did Rabba think? The Mishnah says dal namas. Rabba's not getting involved in doif and akuma. He said the Mishnah says dal namas. So he said, let me ask you the same exact question. According to you, you hold it's always four amas. And the Mishnah doesn't mean doif and akuma. It's always four amas. No, same question. What would be if you had Tzrach Pasol a little less than four amas? And then you had Rabba that was less than shloisha. My, what would be the halacha? So Rabba said, yeah, kshayra, it's kosher. So he said, ma'ya b'shvudamai. And what would be if you were mashlim this year? Not dalet tvachim, I hear. Dalet amas. What would be the halacha? Psul would be posel. Lo yehei aver ha'poisel b'shloisha, kesach posel ha'poisel barba amas. So doesn't, same kasha. How could it be that tzach posel would be mashlim this year, but aver wouldn't be mashlim this year? Aver is much more chomer than tzach posel. By the way, according to Rabba, it's much, much, much more chomer. Because aver is poisel b'shloisha tvachim, tzach posel is poisel only barba amas. Famir lo ano. So Rabbi said his big lumbus. He says, no, it's very different. Hi, my. No. He said, Bishlami lididi damina arba amas. Bishlami corny to me that I hold that the shear of Tzrach Pasol is four amas. What's the svara of four amas? Mishum shiura velav shiuru. Obviously, it's a shear that I hold that it has to be dalet amas. Shiurim we know are halacha l'moshe m'sinai. And Rashi says, this obviously must be from the shiurim, halacha l'moshe m'sinai. How else would you come up with this halacha of Tzrach Pasol four amas? Must be, it's from the shiurim, halacha l'moshe m'sinai. No, so if that's the case, that's the answer to your question. You want to know why if I have four amas of Tzrach Pasol, it's a problem. But if I have less than four amas of Tzrach Pasol and a little bit of aver, it's not a problem. Kal v'choymer madach aver, sir. You can make kavu chaymus from today till tomorrow. You can prove to me that Av is more chamer than Tzrach Pasol. Oh, but at the end of the day, I love shiuruhu. Lemais, at the end of the day, I don't have the shir. Keep it loy shavu shu rai ladadi. Because these are two different things. It's chitim and tzairin. I have Tzrach Pasol, which has a shir of dalet amas, and I have Aver, which is a shir of gimel tvachim. And it's for that reason, mitzdarfi. Definitely, they're not mitzdarf. But Eladid, the true rabbi, told him, but according to you, damritu shir mishum aflogo. According to you, the shir of Tzrach Pasol is not dalet amas, but the shir is dalet tvachim. Mali is spalik b'Tzrach Pasol, mali is spalik b'Tzrach Pasol b'Aver. I don't see how there could be any difference between being mitzdarif Tzrach Pasol and Tzrach Pasol, and being mitzdarif Tzrach Pasol and Aver. In other words, Rabbi told the Talmidim of Rav, and this is the punchline of this exchange, that there's a fundamental difference between the shear, between the geder of the shear, between the underlying principle of the shear, if it's dalet amos versus if it's dalet tvachim. Rabbi said, I hold Tzrach Pasol even be'emtza sukkah, only disqualifies a sukkah as if it's four amas. Where did that shear come from? Obviously, it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It's what you know as your doifen akuma shear. This is my shear. It's four amas. It's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai shear. Aver is poisel begimel tvachim. That's also some halacha l'moshe m'sinai shear. Two different shiurim. There's no way to combine them. You can't take something that has a four amas shear, something that has a three tafach shear, add them together. There's no way to combine those two things. It's fire and water. They don't mix. They have two different shiurim, and as a result, there is no way to create a taruvos between the two of them and say, I'll take aver, I'll throw in a little Tzrach Pasol. It just doesn't work. But according to you, Talmidim of Rav, you hold that the shiur of Tzrach Pasol b'emtza HaSukkah is four tvachim. Where'd you get that share for Tvachim from? That's not from the Shirim that are Alach L'Moshe Mitzinai. There's no Masorah for such a share. Must be, it's probably because, being that there was no share that we were aware of, Daifan Akuma you hold is Dafkim and Atzad, it's a four Amish share. Aver Paisel V'Shleisha, that's a real share. For Tvachim, there's no precedent for such a share. Elamai, it's because a Shir Choshev throughout the Torah is Dalet Tvachim. A Rosh Hashayachid has to be, a Mechitza has to be, 10 Tvachim Dol has to be, 4 Tvachim what? Carmelis has to be, right? That's where these Shirim come from. It's obviously coming because Dalet Tvachim everywhere is a Shir Chashev. That's probably what you mean. So what? So if you have 4 Tvachim of Schach Pasol, it's an issue because it's a Spalik B'Schach. What it's doing is it's knocking out the Schach. It's too Chashev to knock out the Schach. What's the Shir of Gimel Tvachim by Aver? Also, you're knocking out the Schach. If the 4 Tvachim of Schach Pasol is not a sheer Shirum Alach L'Moshe Mitzinai, what it is, it's just a chashuv gap inside the Schach of the Sukkah, and it's for that reason it knocks out the Sukkah, there's no way in the world Aver can't be as good as Schach Pasol. If the sheer is Dalet Amis, then it's Shiurim. Shiurim, you can't shtel to Aver, to my sheer. But if it's Dalet Tvachim, it's not Shiurim. It's just a gap. Aver should be able to contribute to the gap. Not only should he be able to contribute to the gap, Kavu Chaymet should be able to contribute to the gap. Because if Aver's Poisel Shleisha Tvachim, then you see in Hilch's gap, it makes a big deal. So certainly Schach Pasol shouldn't, it should be able to be mitzdarif to the share of Schach Pasol. But that's basically what Rabbah was getting at. That's what he was driving at when he told the Talmidim of Rav. His big taina to the Talmidim of Rav was that according to you, that Schach be'emtz Pasol, be'emtz HaSukkah is Poisel Dalet Tvachim, I don't understand why 3 Tvachim and a Tefach of Aver isn't a problem. According to me, where it's Dalet Amis, I understand why Aver can't be mitzdarif. Because according to me, it's a shear, and there's no way to combine the shear. According to you, it's a completely different thing. Now, the truth is, Rabbah, in his big taina to the Talmidim of Rav, is making two assumptions. The first assumption that he's making is that you can't be mitzdarif Schach Pasol and Aver because they have different shiurim. Pashat, he's right. Dalet Amis for Schach Pasol, the way he understands it, and Gimel Tvachim for Aver. The second thing that he's assuming is two things that have two different shiurim you can't combine. Like we said, fire and water. You can't combine two things with different shiurim. And the Gemara is going to just shtel for a minute on both of these points. Amalei Abaya, so the first thing was Abaya told Rabbi, Lamar Nami, according to Rebbe, right? Abaya always referred to Rabbi as Mar, because he was his Rebbe. Nei, Doloi Shabbos Shiur Raya B'Sukkah Gedoilo. It's true that Schach Pasol and Aver have different shiurim when you're dealing with a larger sukkah. But Milei Shabbos Shiur Raya B'Sukkah Ketana, but by a sukkah Ketana, B'Sukkah Ketana, Milei Shabbos Shiur Raya, if it's a small sukkah, they do have the same share. So being that they have the same share when you have a sukkah Ketana, maybe that should be enough in order for it to be a problem. Now the truth is, in order to fully understand and appreciate this Gemara, we have to learn tomorrow's daf, which Bezus Hashem will learn. But for now, what Abai is saying is that if you have a sukkah ketana is the minimum share sukkah, right? Throughout Masechta Sukkah, when you talk about a sukkah ketana, it's vav al vav according to Beisil, zayin al zayin according to Beisham, we pass on Beisham, it's zayin al zayin. The halacha by a sukkah ketana is that if you have 3 tvachim of schach pasol, it's a problem. 3 tvachim of aver is a problem, but it's the same exact share. For a sukkah gedoyla, 3 tvachim, 4 amis, 4 tvachim. But by a sukkah ketana, everybody agrees it's the same exact share. Zabaya told Rabbah, why are you assuming there's no way to be mitzarif to Aver and the schach pasul? Because they have different shiurim. One is dalet amis and one is gimel tvachim. That's true by a sukkah gedoyla. By a sukkah ketana, they have the same exact share. So if they have the identical share when it comes to a sukkah ketana, be mitzarif them. Because on some level, they have the same share, amale. So Rabbah told Abaya, it's not a kashm. Hasam la mishum de shavash yurai la dadi hu elim mishum de lesa le shiura de sukkah. The reason over there, the halacha is 3 tvachim for schach pasol and 3 tvachim for aver is not because there's a shear of schach pasol, there's a shear of aver, it's the same shear. So once you find commonality in one area that they have the same shear, maybe we can apply it more broadly and we could say that they're always going to be able to be mitzdarif. The reason it's 3 tvachim for schach pasol and 3 tvachim for aver is because if you have 3 tvachim of schach pasol in a sukkah ketana, that means you only have 4 tvachim of schach kosher. And if all you have is 4 tvachim of schach kosher, you don't have enough schach kosher in order for the sukkah to be kosher. There's a difference between schach pasul in a small sukkah versus schach pasul in a big sukkah. A big sukkah could be 100 feet. So if I have a little bit of schach pasul, forget about the schach pasul. I still may have a sukkah ksheira. Where I have a sukkah ketana, a little bit of schach pasul is eating into the amount of kosher schach I have to have in order for my sukkah to be kosher. The reason three tefachim of schach pasul is a problem, my sukkah ketana, is not because there's a metzius of three tefachim of schach pasul. It's not because there's a shear of schach pasul that knocks me out. It's not because of what's there, it's because of what's not there. It's not a shear of psul. It's just, if I have three tefachim, in Mela, I only have four tefachim of schach kosher. Only having four tefachim of schach kosher is not enough. The point is, it's not like you have the shiurim being the same. I mean, that has nothing to do with the shiurim being the same. So it's for that reason, you don't find anywhere that they have the same shiurim. If you don't find anywhere that they have the same shiurim, therefore they're not mitzdarf. The second question the Gemara asks, if chalechot l'shavash yirai l'adadig le mitzdarfi, again, Rabbi is saying that you can't be mitzdarf aver and schach pasul if your whole schach pasul is dal and amis because they have different shiurim. Is that true? You can't be mitzdarf two things that have different shiurim. But time we learned in the Mishnah, if you have a beged, the halacha is, as it relates to tumah, it has to be three tefachim by three tefachim. If it's three tefachim by three tefachim, it's considered a chasher beged, and the halacha is that it's mekabel tumah. Hasak, if you have a sack, arba, it has to be four tefachim by four tefachim. Ha'or, if you have or, chamisha al chamisha, five tefachim. Mapots, if you have a mat that's made of reeds, shisha al shisha, has to be six tefachim. So this is the minimum share for these different things, in order for them to be chashev not to be mekabel tumah. Tani, Allah, we learned in the Braisa, ha-beged v'ha-sak. If you have a beged and a sak. So again, a beged is 3x3, a sak is 4x4, or is 5x5, mappets is 6x6. So what happens if you have a beged and a sak, or a sak and an or and a mappets? So the halacha is mitzdarf and zemzeh. They are mitzdarf. But the way the mitzdarf is the thing that's more chamor can be mitzdarf with the thing that's more kal. So for example, a beged, which is mekabel tumah if it's 3x3, to be mitzdarif with a sack that's 4x4. In the sense that if you have 3x3 of a beged and you add a 1x1 of, you have 3x3 of a sack and you add 1x1 of a beged, so now you have 4x4, the halacha is it's mitzdarif. And even though you don't have the whole arba al arba of sack, you're being mitzdarif a little bit of beged, but being that the beged is more chamor than the sack, it could be mitzdarif. And the other way it wouldn't work. So if you have 2x2 of beged and 1x1 of sack, the sack can't be mitzdarif with the beged to give me shloish al shloisha. But the bottom line is, you see from one thing over here. What we see here is that you could be mitzdarif two things, even if they have different shiurim. But the Gemara says, don't bring me a raya for the mehosek of the tani taima. Amar Rav Shimon, there it's related to something else. Rav Shimon already explained, say, matam, what's the reason you can be mitzdarif all these different things, even though they have different shiurim? He said, hoyo v'roy letamim moishav, because there is a hechatimtza where they can physically combine. And the shear is actually going to be the same. The time we learned in the Mishnah, Hamikatzeya mikulo and tefach al tefach. Tell me, if somebody cuts off from any one of these things, beged, sack, or mappets, one tefach by one tefach, the halacha is it's already mekabel tumah. Afraid to gemara, tefach al tefach my chazi, tefach al tefach. We said it has to be 3x3, 4x4, 5x5, 6x6. It has to be chashiv on some level. What's a tefach by tefach going to do? I'm sure melakish. Mishum Rabbi Yanai hayo veroi litloy al gabi achamar. You could put it on a chamar. I mean, you could put it on a chamar. It's already going to be considered. You can use it as a cloth for the chamar, so it has some hishtam. But the point is, these things could be mitzdarif, and sometimes they have the same exact shear. Tefach al tefach. So, mean that they sometimes have the same shear. That's why that's but two things that have completely different shiurim, such as chach pasul and aver, there's no way to be mitzdarif. So, just to exhale for one second, and that is the Mishnah discussed the halacha of aver. How much aver pasul a sukkah? The halacha is 3. The question is, what about schach pasul? How much schach pasul would pasul a sukkah? So the Talmidim of Rav said, the halach is 4 tefachim. It's not 3 tefachim, it's 4 tefachim. Aver clearly being more chomer than schach pasul. But the shear is going to be 4 tefachim for schach pasul, 3 tefachim for aver. The Mishnah says 4 amos. That's Stefan Akuma. If it's next to the wall, you look at the schach pasul. If it's part of the wall, that's a special, magical halach l'maish misina. But you want to know how much schach pasul disqualifies a sukkah? 4 tefachim. Rabbah argued. Rabbah argued with Talmidim of Rav. He said, aver shloisha tefachim, not debatable. Schach pasul, 4 amos. Doesn't matter where it is. Doesn't matter if it's on the side. It doesn't matter if it's in the middle. And what emerged from the discussion of the Gemara is that there's a fundamental difference of what the sheer schach pasul is according to Rabba versus according to Talmidim of Rav. According to Rabba, it's from the Shiurim that are Halach L'Moshe Misinai. According to Talmidim of Rav, it doesn't sound like it had anything to do with Halach L'Moshe Misinai. But it was more, if you have a body of Schach Pasol in the middle of a Sukkah, that's Ispalik, that chops up the Sukkah and knocks it out, doesn't allow you to connect the two sides of the Sukkah, and that's where you run into issues. But the point is that Machloikis Rabba versus the Talmidim of Rav, whether the Schach Pasol Be'emtza Dalet Fachin, that's what Talmidim of Rav said, or is it Dalet Amis, which was what Rabba said. One other thing worth mentioning, and that is that when the Talmidim of Rav said that it's Dalet Tfachim, they said clearly that not only did we hear this from our Rebbe Rav, but it was Rav Shmuel de Amri Travayu. Shmuel was in agreement with Rav. As much as they disagree in Shas, this is something they agreed on. And they both agreed that the Shir is Dalet Tfachim, and it's not Dalet Amis. I in the Mishnah Dalet Amis, that's Daifin Akuma. That's a completely different deal. This that we just discussed and recapped is the first Lishna of the Gemara. The Surah Amri Lo Lahai Shmait Bahai Lishna. In Surah, they said it the way we just explained it. But in Harda, Masnu. But in Harda, there was a different Messiah. And they said it differently. And they said that this Machloikis that we just mentioned was a Machloikis Amira. But not a Machloikis between Rabba and Rav and Shmuel on the other side. But it was a Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. So Amr Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, this was their Nosach. Schach Pasol Be'emtza Poisel Be'arba. If you have Schach Pasol in the middle of a Sukkah, four Tfachim is a problem. Minatzad, if you have it on the side, Poisel Be'arba Amis, then it's four Amis. Rav Amar Rav said, Be'im Minatzad, Be'im Be'emtza, Be'arba Amis. Doesn't matter if it's in the middle, if it's on the side, Taloch is it's going to be four Amis. It's the same exact Machloik. It's not arguing about Aver, they're arguing about Schach Pasol, and they're arguing what happens if you have Schach Pasol Be'emtza. According to Shmuel, it's four Tfachim. According to Rav, it's four Amis. So Shmuel is the same Shmuel in the two Lashonis. Rav is where it changes. In the first Lishna, it was the Talmidim of Rav that was saying this halacha that Tzchach Pasol is Dalet Tfachim. In the second Lishna, Rav holds its Arba Amis. Rav essentially holds what Rabba held in the first Lishna. So the two Shitas are the same Shitas. The name changed. And because the name changed, the Tashmaz of the Gemara, the way the Gemara is going to approach it, is going to change a little bit. In light of some other Rav and Shmuel that we've already become acquainted with. So just to introduce, really, the last part of the Daf, and that is, we saw the Machloikis on Daf Yudalit. Machloik is between Rameyah and Rabbi Yehuda. Mesachachim bin Asarim, or Ein Mesachachim bin Asarim. Rameyah has a Shita, he has a Chumrah, this is one of the Gzeres of Rameyah. He holds that Ein Mesachachim bin Asarim. You're not allowed to use boards, even though boards are Gedulei min Aretz, even though it's a Dovram She'ena Mekabel Tumo, so technically it checks off all the boxes for Schach Kasher, but Rameyah didn't want you to use boards. So the reason is because people used to make roofs out of boards. And this Gzeres Tikra, if you're going to use a board, you may end up using your roof, that's a problem. It's not a sukkah, passively minasli, that's way too problematic. And as a result, halach is that you're not allowed to use boards. It was machloikis, Rav and Shmuel had to understand the machloikis, Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda. Rav said the machloikis, Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, whether you can use boards or can use boards, is talking about what the words were four tfachim why. Meaning, the boards that were used for roofs were four tfachim, and therefore Ramei held that if it's mamish like the boards that people use for the roof, that's when I'm worried about Gzeiras Tikra. Rabbi Yehuda wasn't worried about it. But if it's less than four tfachim, even Rameir is going to be okay with it. Shmuel said no. If it's four tefachim wide, everyone holds the problem. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds the problem. The whole machlokes between Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda was dafka, where it was less than four tefachim. So on that note, Zokta Gemara, Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah, Nasanala, Nesa, Shu, Rochav, Arba, Tefachim. So when the Mishnah was talking about the halacha of Nesar, so what would be if you had a Nesa that was four Tefachim wide? So the halacha is Kshera, it's going to be Kasha, right? That's what the Mishnah says. So, Rav, Doma, Bein, Be'em, Be'em, Be'natzad, Barabam, especially according to Rav. We're going in the second Lishna, where Rav holds what Rabbi held in the first Lishna. And that is Chach Pasol, even in the middle of the Sukkah, is Pasol B'dal Adam. So Bishlam, according to Rav, Mishnah Malchik Shera. That's why the Mishnah said it's Kasha. Rameir said, Ein Mesachachim B'Nasarim. And then the Mishnah said, if you have four Tfachim, Nasan Aleo Neser, Shehu Rochav Arba Tfachim, no worries. How does that make sense? What do you mean, no worries? If Ein Mesachachim B'Nasarim, how could I have four tefachim of schach pasul? Oh, the Teretz says she is not four tefachim. She has four amis. Elul Shmuel dam b'emtza v'arba. But according to Shmuel, that holds it's four tefachim. I'm like shera. Why is it kosher? So the Gemara says, Hocha b'mayaskinon min hatzad. It's talking about where is min hatzad, which is the way we learned the Gemara when we learned Daf Yudalit. It was min hatzad. I mean, that was min hatzad. You have doifin akuma. So if you have doifin akuma, that in of itself is not going to be the problem. And a chanami. If it was be'emtza sukkah, four tfachim, you're done. But being that it was min hatzad, it's not a problem. Toshma, another rai. Shnei sodinim mitzvah. All these toshmas the Gemara is bringing, we've already learned together. If you have two sheets, with a sheet is something that's possible as chak. So loch is mitzdarfin. If each one is less than the proper shear, then mitzdarf to make the shear. Shnei nesarim, if you have two beams, ain't mitzdarfin, then I'm mitzdarf to the shear. Meir says, nesarim kis sadinim, that nesarim are like sadinim. Meaning, just like two sadinim are mitzdarif, so too two nesarim are mitzdarif. So here we have to help a little bit of kach. Again, we went through this cheshbon already on Daf Yudalet, but we're doing it again now. Bishleim lahach lishna dam rabbein beemtza beeminatzad barbamis. Bishleim according to the lishna that Rav holds that it doesn't matter if the schach pasul is beemtza or the schach pasul is minatzad. That loch is it's always dalad amis. Which lishna was that? That's the second lishna of our Gemara. That's the way they learned it in the Hardah. That Rav was Rab in the first lishna. That schach pasul is always dalad amis. So my mitzvah from mitzvah from dalad amis. So I understand what Rameir is saying. Rameir is saying shnei nesarim ein mitz shnei nesarim ar mitzvahin. What does it mean it's mitzdarif? It's mitzdarif to dalad amis. Elo lahach lishna. But according to the first lishna in our Gemara, the way they learned it in Surah, the Amar Rav be'emtza ba'arba, that if it's in the middle of the sukkah, it's not four amis, but rather it's four tefachim, it's already possible. Sehechidami. Where is it noigeya? Two nesarim being mitzdarif according to Rameir. Ida isbu dalad, if it already has four tefachim lamalu itzdarufi, you don't have to be mitzdarif. Why not? Because once you have four tefachim, it's already a problem. And either less mudalid, if it's less than four tefachim, kanya ba'almaninu. In that case, it's going to be okay. Now, to fully appreciate this line, kanya ba'almaninu, because Rav Lishitasoi on Daf Yudalid said that the whole Rameir is only a problem if it's four tefachim. So being that Rameir holds that it's only a problem if it's four tefachim, the way Rav understood Rameir, so isn't a geya being mitzdarif to nesarim? The nesar anyways has to be four tefachim. So if it has to be four tefachim, you don't need it to be mitzdarif. So bishlam, according to the second lishna of Rav, that Rav holds, what's the shir schach pasul? It's four amis. So it's negeya taking a bunch of nesarim that are four tefachim, being mitzdarif them to get a shir of dalad amis. But according to the first lishna in Rav, that Rav holds that what's the shir? The shir is four tefachim, and the nesar has to be four tefachim. So if you combine Rav and Daf Yudal and the first lishna on Rav and Daf Yud Zayin, so you end up with a kasha. So the Gemara says, no, loyalam this bar, but really it's talking about where is four tefachim. According to Rav, there is no Rameir sheet if it's less than four tefachim. Umay mitzdarfin. What then does mitzdarfin mean? In that brisa, mitzdarfin la arba amos, it means arba amos. According to the first lishna, you don't need arba amos, all you need is arba tefachim. Min hatzad. It's talking about where it was on the side. If it was on the side, if all you had was four tefachim, you would say Daifan Akuma. In fact, up until Dalad Amis, you would say Daifan Akuma. That's where it's negated, the mitzdarfin. Zokta Gemara, Tashma, one final Tashma. And again, from a Braisa, an excerpt of a Braisa that we already had. Sichacha ben Nesarim Shalaris. If somebody used Schach, and the Schach was made of cedar, Sheish ben Dalad, it was four tefachim, Divra Kopsula. Everybody holds it's going to be possible. Everyone, both Rab Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Even Rabbi Yehuda that holds a misachachim bin asarim, if it's four tefachim, it's going to be a problem. Ein behem dal, if it's less than four tefachim, that's where we have a machlokes. Rameir pois of Rabbi Yehuda machsher. Rameir says it's going to be pasul, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's going to be kasher. Whose shita is this braisa? And the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, this is Shmuel. Shmuel was the one that said that if it's four tefachim, everyone holds it's a problem. The machlokes Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda was where it's less than four tefachim. In fact, when did the Gemara bring this? Earlier, Daf Yudalad Amud Beis, where the Gemara had said Tanya Kavasi de Rav, Tanya Kavasi de Shmuel. This brisa was the Tanya Kavasi de Shmuel. It's literally Shmuel. You have Nesarim. If it's four tefachim, everyone holds it's a puzzle. If it's less than four tefachim, that's the machlokes Rameir and Rabbi Yehuda. The brisa continued and said Umoide Rameir. Rameir is Moida. He admits Shem Yesh Bein Nesa LeNesa Kamloi Nesa. If you would have a sukkah that you put Nesarim Aschach, each Neser is four tefachim. And then you removed Nesarim, so every other Neser was removed, and you replaced it with Psal, you replaced it with Tzchach Kasher, the halach is Ksheira, it's going to be Kasher. So the Zokta Gemara like this, Bishleim Laman Dama, Bein Be'emtza, Bein Menatzad, Bedal and Amis, Bishleim Kuit Laman Dama, that says, that what's the Shear of Tzchach Pasal, is Dalam Hashem Achik Ksheira. So that's partially why it's Kasher. Again, you lined it up with Nesarim, each Neser was four tefachim, and you removed every other one, you replaced it with Tzchach Kasher, so you don't have a body of four Amis of Tzchach Pasal. If you don't have a body of four Amis of Tzchach Pasal, so Pasha. That's why it's going to be kosh. Eleman Dama Be'emtza, Barba. But according to Mandama, that says that if it's in the middle of the sukkah, what's the Shear of Tzchach Pasal? It's not four amas, it's four tefachim. It's not my ksheira. So why is it kosher? You have every other neser is chach basel, and if it's four tefachim wide, it's a problem. So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Huna, read Rav Yeshua, hacha besukad lehavya el shmoina ames mitzumtzomis haskinim." So he made a super duper kimta. It's talking about where the sukkah was exactly 8 ames. If it was 8 ames, let's convert it into tefachim. It'll be a little easier. 8 times 6 is 48. So it's 48 tefachim. That's essentially what it was. V'yahiv neser upsal, v'neser upsal. The Neser of Psalm Ehaigi. And the way he lined it up was, he put a Neser, which is a problem, that's the Schach Basel, on the side of the wall on one side, and he went Neser Psal, Neser Psal, Neser Psal. Each one was 4 tefachim. He put 6, which means he slapped down on one side of the Sukkah 24 tefachim. And the way he put down the 24 tefachim was, 4 tefach Neser, 4 tefach of Psal, Schach Kasher. 4 tefachim of Neser, 4 Psal. 4 Neser, 4 Psal. That's the way he did it. And then he did the same exact thing on the other side. He went to the other side. V'neser upsal, v'neser upsal, v'neser upsal, mihai gisa. Okay. So he lined up his 8 Amis, which are 48 Tfachim, by Neser upsal, Neser upsal. But he didn't go Neser upsal, 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 Neser upsal. What he did was Neser upsal, Neser upsal, Neser upsal, Neser upsal on one side, and then he came from the other wall to Neser upsal, Neser upsal, Neser upsal. You know what changed? One thing changed. It's something very, very subtle, but it makes the whole difference in the sugya. So what you end up having is the havelu shnei psalim be'emsa. What you have is 2 psals in the middle. 2 psals is how much? 8 tefachim. That's enough for a kasher sukkah, and as a result, you're going to be okay. Now you're going to tell me you have all these psals on the side. What about all the psals on the side? I don't care about the psals on the side. That's not going to be an issue, right? And if you do the math is you have 48 tefachim in total. Of your 48 tefachim, 8 of them, the middle 8 is schach kasher, which means that the sides, which is where your problem is made up of 40 tefachim, 20 on one side, 20 on the other side. The shear of Daif and Akuma is 4 Amis, which is 24 tefachim. So up until 24 tefachim, we don't care what's doing on the side. That entire side you can knock out. So the fact that you have all these 4 tefach nesers on the side is not a problem, because for that you have Daif and Akuma. In the middle you have a kasher eschucha, the kasher sukkah. This is a little bit of an unconventional sukkah, but at the end of the day, it has hashgacha on it. It's something that's kasher, and that's why it's going to work out. So in short, today's daf is really a yesoidi daf, a geshmaka daf, but it's a very fundamental daf, and that is, it discusses if you have aver in a sukkah, if you have schach pasal in a sukkah, be'emtzah min atzah. So what's the bottom line? Aver, doesn't matter where it is. 3 tefachim of aver is a hefsek in the sukkah. It knocks out the sukkah. We'll talk a little bit more about it maybe in tomorrow's daf. But 3 tefachim of aver in the sukkah knocks out the sukkah. What about schach pasal? So if it's on the side up until dalet amis, for sure, you have the halacha of daif and akuma. What if you have schach pasal be'emtzah sukkah? That was a major, big time machloikis on Meiram. Two lishoynes, there was a Messiah in Surah, how this machloikis was transmitted. There was a Messiah in Ahardah. Literally, the 2 big yeshivas in Klal Yisrael at that time were had a different Messiahs of who said what. But everybody agreed there were 2 opinions. Schach pasal be'emtzah sukkah isn't dalet tefachim, or schach pasal be'emtzah sukkah isn't dalet amis. And the first lishna, Rav and Shmuel both said it's dalet tefachim. Rabba was the one that said dalet amis. In the second lishna, this was a machloikis like so many in Shas, between the 2 gedolei adar in Bavel, between Rav and Shmuel, whether it would be dalet tefachim or whether it would be dalet amis.